Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. Mike Tomlin there, when asked about his playoff misfortunes and slow starts by Adamski. The slow starts in the playoff games, Mark, have just been ridiculous. They've been outscored 73-0 in the first quarter of these six playoff losses. They haven't scored a single point. That's what? That's 90 minutes of football in the playoffs to start games. But Tomlin said, hey, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. Well, you've lost all those games, Mike.
Unless you're down by like multiple scores and then the game completely... You know what? I'm not even going to make the joke. You know what gets me, Mark? Mike has coached enough games and he understands that like the game script or what your game plan is can end up changing quickly based on how the early portion of the game goes, right? Like that's why when teams script out those plays, they take so much time, because if you can get an early advantage, it can change a lot of stuff downstream. The idea that a guy who's coached over 300 regular season NFL games is just sloughing off like, stuff happens in the first 15 minutes. We're just getting our feet wet in there. That does seem a little cavalier, or a lot cavalier.
I don't know, did you take it as he was talking about the playoffs or the regular season? I took it as he was more talking about these last couple of games when they were got off to slower starts.
Well, Adamski meant the question to be about the playoffs.
I would think. What did Arthur Smith say? Yeah, trust me, I don't know any coach who tries to get off to slow starts.
There's only really one area you can cite and blame when a team has that kind of resume that Pony's like put out there, right? Yeah. Like that's coaching. Yeah, the players need to play better, but I think anytime you can say, okay, there's a certain controllable part of this game. Offensively, we're going to run this stuff for like the first 15 plays.
We script these plays, exactly.
And defensively, maybe we have a couple early looks we think might confuse them, like to get an early upper hand. That is your coaching staff.
Yeah, but you know, I think that's fair with the Jacksonville game. What was that, 7-8 years ago? But that game in Cleveland turned on the Pouncey snap.
You mean
right?
Here? It was here.
Here.
Yeah.
That turned on the Pouncey snap. The Buffalo game was just,
what?
They're outmanned from the start. So
ironically, the Buffalo game is
the one game that felt briefly close for a second when Mason got
him down.
I would say they're outmanned when their offense is on the field against the Houston defense. They don't have Darnell Washington. And Houston's got the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a difference than what it was in Buffalo. They did it in smoke and mirrors back then. I think at least they have a puncher's chance against this defense as long as you start to stop those two outside edge guys. And trust me, they are – if you talk about coaching points, that's one thing that Tomlin is definitely hammering into those guys' heads every single practice. I'm getting sick and tired of talking about their edge guys. I need my edge guys. Arthur Smith really reaming the offensive line for not doing some stuff that he wanted them to do. So
This happened today?
Nah, yesterday maybe.
Okay.
So it could have happened today too. So he knows where the bread is buttered. He knows that front seven on both sides, offensive line, defensive front seven. Or even defensive front four is where this game's going to be won or lost.
I mean, even if you do keep Anderson and Hunter off of Aaron Rodgers, they still have Stingley and Lassiter and Petrie. Who Petrie's basically their nickel corner, their slot corner. I don't like the Steelers' chances to find a ton of real estate with those guys. Why wouldn't Houston just look at the Steelers, right, Mark? Mm-hmm. Just if you're starting to talk brass tacks here. okay, we're going to go after their quarterback with our guys from the edges. He's not very mobile anymore. He does like to try to beat pass rushes by getting the ball out quick. Okay, Stingley, you're one of the three best corners in the league. Go press your man. Hey, Lassiter, you're pretty good too. Press your man. Hey, Petrie, you're also pretty good. Don't give your guy a free release. Then what are the Steelers going to do?
Well, I think they're hoping for some of the catch and run type of stuff. So you don't really have to beat them downfield and get separation. You just use your size, a guy like DK Metcalf, and get rid of the ball relatively quick.
I can tell you're buying it. You think they're going to win this game?
No, actually, I picked them to lose like three times already.
Really?
Wherever I've been.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Pony? Wow. I think you had a misread there, because the way he was answering my initial like game specific questions, I got the sense that there wasn't like this rolling his eyes at me that Mark likes to do. The verbal eye roll at Mulsey. Oh, here comes Doomsayer Mulsey, the ambassador of doom.
The Steeler hater.
Yeah, a closet Cleveland Browns fan. Somebody said I should. Somebody said I should put on my Myles Garrett jersey and do the show.
Mulsey said he'd never even root for them as a second team again after the Deshaun
Watson thing.
Deal.
The Watson thing soured me.
So he'll never ever again, even when the Steelers are out, root for them.
Is it true when you went to see the Cleveland Steelers game that you were afraid to wear Steelers
gear? I had actual Steelers gear on. It was pouring rain. I had a Steelers sweatshirt on.
Yeah, we caught some middle fingers, especially me. I think I heard some FUs.
I mean, I felt a little bad because everyone there knew who Ken Carmen was, obviously, and most of them knew who Pony was.
Of course.
And I was just, I got to stand there while people taunted Pony, apparently not knowing who I was.
That's the best type of taunting. Let him take the...
Oh, yeah, he took all the abuse, but I was like, man, I got to kind of boost my visibility. I got to make these people hate me more.
I think fans who love you and love your work for McAfee Show are going to be stunned that you think they're going to lose this game on Monday.
I tend to be wrong a lot, so that should help them.
But you've praised Rodgers.
Yeah.
You've put Rodgers up there. I would assume you like Rodgers more than Stroud in this game, so you think the Steelers have the quarterback advantage. You've also at times, I think, defended Mike Tomlin a little bit more than other people, so you might even think that Tomlin's a better coach than DeMeco Ryans in this game. So they've got the quarterback advantage for sure, in your opinion. They might have a coach... even matchup, I don't know. But they're at home, and you like the quarterback more, and you're still picking the Steelers to lose this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so now I'm waiting for you to tell me why, even though you love Aaron Rodgers, you think that they're not going to be able to get it done.
I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout like the last
couple
games you're
saying. That's exactly what I said, but me and Chris have caught hell for that just for saying, why should we pick the Steelers to win when the Texans are better, and the Steelers have had a propensity of losing games like this for a number of years?
I mean, I just truly don't buy what happened last year. I do believe Tomlin and when they talk about that. I don't think last year matters. I don't think 2 years ago matters. 5 years, 7 years matters when it comes to this game. Whoever plays better this game is going to win.
It's not going to be based off of last year. I know, but it influences how we feel about the coaches and players, isn't it?
It doesn't. I mean, how you feel, it doesn't mean reality.
No, I know, but you have more confidence in Aaron Rodgers because he's won a Super Bowl.
Oh, I have the confidence.
Right. You have less confidence in a coach like Sean McDermott, let's say, because his teams have lost in the playoffs a lot and they haven't been able to get over the hump. So what you've done in the last 7 or 8 years or 10 years obviously affects how you feel about these guys. It should, right?
How you feel, but how
Not
they
you.
Feel.
I don't care about it. I'm asking.
The guys who play, you don't care how they feel?
Mark, I'm not.
They're the ones playing, not me.
So what are you trying to say? You think the Steelers go into this game with more confidence than Houston? Houston's won 9 in a row, and they've won playoff games the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So why would the Steelers have more confidence than them?
Well, I did see. I mean, it's not like Houston has played flawless ball in this 9-game span. They played
the
good ball.
The Steelers 2 weeks ago scored 6 points in Cleveland,
Mark.
Well,
you know the reason there, so.
I'm the one
picking Houston, so why are you turning
well,
this around on me?
I don't know the reason there. I get it. They didn't have DK Metcalf. That's still not an excuse to only score 6 points in a game that you wanted to win to rest your guys.
Well, if you're going
to
go back like that, why aren't you bringing in week 1, 2, and 3 when the Texans got off to the 0-3 start? Does that apply to then?
To what? To them right now?
Well, why not?
Sure, it does, but they ended up winning 12 games and the Steelers won 10.
Yeah.
Yes, that is part of their resume, but that's also a very long time ago. It is.
Well, the correct
season.
Answer was they played like the Rams and Jaguars in those first 3 games. I thought you were going to go down that route, but
well, you didn't give me a chance to do that.
I left myself open for you. You didn't take it.
This is what Mark is choosing to do, Chris. He would rather disagree with us and now take the devil's advocate position because he likes doing that more than actually telling us why the Texans are going
to
win the game.
I think you both were playing the hits. He was attempting to be a devil's advocate, but you were like yelling and getting exasperated with a person you ultimately agree with on the outcome of this game.
Yeah, that's actually true,
too. And let me make
guilty as charged.
That was like you walking out there and playing Gimme Shelter as Mick Jagger, and he's coming back with Let It Be.
Let me make sure, be clear about the whole Tomlin thing. You're like, yeah, you think he's a better coach. Nah, I just don't think he's going to get fired.
Okay. But well, we're not having that conversation. Okay, I'm asking you what you think
is going to
happen.
People are like, you know what? You carried out water for Tomlin. No, I just don't think he's going to get fired.
I agree with you on that, too. All right, so why are you picking Houston, then, if you like Aaron Rodgers more than C.J. Stroud?
Well, you have to look at the defense. I mean, can they put up enough? Can the Steelers' defense hold the offense of Houston to a point total that allows the Steelers to be able to score points against Houston? What I'm saying is, can they keep them under 20 points? I don't know if they're able to do that. Because if the Steelers score above 20 points on this defense, they'll win the game, I think. Now, can you believe that the Steelers' defense is going to be able to keep them in check as well? I'm a little bit more skeptical of that with some of the breakdowns from time to time. And in the back of my mind, I honestly, one of the reasons why I pick them to lose is the inconsistency of this team throughout the entire season. I mean, I don't know what team's going to show up. If they can come show up in this game and just, you know, lay an egg, and I would not be shocked with anything here. So that's what really concerns me a little bit. Which team are you?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You get.
Mark Cabali in studio with us, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, the region's premier spirit wear and sports uniform provider. Maybe they can hook up. What was the name of your kid's baseball team? The Purple Monkeys? Maybe they can get his uniform for 2026.
Actually, travel ball practice started on Wednesday.
Blue Barracudas.
No, it was the purple something or another. Purple Parrots, that's what it was.
Purple Parrots.
I was after me, so I have no
idea. Are they color coded on purpose? Like there's ocelots, tan tigers.
There was some TV show or something.
Come on.
some cartoonish. I'm sure people are probably hammering you on the
for not the, knowing that the purple parrots are.
No,
a
there was a purple
a parrot.
The it might have been the blue parakeets. The orange monkeys, I think. It was some kind of Nickelodeon show.
Mark, Legends I think I know of the Hidden Temple. Of.
There you go. Yep.
That was not a cartoon, and it aired more than 20 years ago.
When was it?
In the 90s.
That's from like the 90s. That's 30 years
late
old.
Late 90s.
It was,
it was live action.
Old enough to have watched that show.
Oh, not me.
Oh, I'm sorry. How do you what, know, were you, what were you doing in 1997 that kept you from
drinking beer? What are you talking about? 1997.
I don't know. The tone is just perfect. They're drinking beer.
I'm watching the Legends of the Temple of Doom. That was whatever the,
that was an Indiana Jones movie.
That was the second best answer you could have given. If you said having sex in the same tone, I probably would have peed myself over here.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not, so I know I could say beer.
Let me tell you something you don't want to do is spell out a swear word to not say it. Yeah. BMAC tried that by accident today.
He had to dump him.
Yeah, don't do that.
What's going on with the safeties for this game? Now, I saw you got into it with Bechtold a little bit about Ramsey. You got a little defensive about Jalen Ramsey against the Ravens.
I just like to tweak Bechtold.
Is Duggar benched? I mean, are we going to see Clark in this game? Or what's the deal there at safety for this
one,
Mark?
Because
the Texans have a lot of big plays. They lead the NFL in 40-plus yard passing plays.
Yeah, I mean, Nico Collins is the one-on-ones. He's
he torched the Steelers 2 years ago.
He's probably one of
years ago now.
Best most unknown superstars of wide receivers in the league. I mean, he's very, very good, and he's not the guy that's just going to roll off your tongue when you name your probably best 5 or 10 wide receivers in the league, and he's right up there with them. Only thing I was getting with Bechtold is it's hard to really determine whose fault it was, but the way I look at it is, especially in the end there, first of all, the Ramsey fault, you know, with the Isaiah Likely, come on. Knocked the ball down.
Yep. It looked like he was whiffed on it, like a swing and a miss. It looked strange. Like he had the right idea and just missed.
The other two are iffy, but when, you know, nobody's going to tell you, right? I mean, nobody's going to tell you, even off the record or anything, whose fault it was or throw him under the bus. But the action speaks very loudly. When one guy gets benched at the most critical part of the game,
yep.
Who does that tell you who's at least the fault with one of them?
Duggar, you're talking about.
Yes.
I know, but Ramsey...
Like, I still want Duggar over Chuck Clark, sorry.
Sure, I agree with that, actually. But Ramsey on these plays, man, he's playing safety.
I think and he's learning, isn't it? It looks like he's still learning.
I know,
right?
But like it's you should be getting better at it late in the year. You shouldn't be having some of the worst film you've put out all season be happening in a de facto playoff win-or-go-home game in Week 18. That's my problem.
The only
here.
Thing I say about that is maybe he went to Duggar and said, yo, I'm doing this, you do this, and Duggar just didn't hear him or the communication was bad. That's the only thing that I hate to say. It's Ramsey's fault because we won't really know. Maybe on tape it looks like it's his fault, but in theory if he told the guy one thing and he didn't listen to him, I mean, that's why it's hard when you look at PFF and say,
well, you hate PFF.
Well, that's the one. The reason because I don't know what really happened, and you're not going to know what really happened. Whose responsibility? Maybe, you know, if this happens and this happens, you got to do this. We don't know this. So, like I said, the biggest thing you look at is the guy got benched late in the game. So,
from a news perspective too, like you mentioned, Joe, City Hall covering City Hall. I'm worried about stuff like that. Something that Noah Heil said on the AM side. Was the first day he walked into the Post Gazette, he saw the Nobel Peace Prize that the Post Gazette won
not
for
Nobel.
Covering, or the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah.
The Pulitzer Prize.
He said the Nobel Peace Prize. Then
you
he got
walk in and right there. Then in he a got, glass showcase is that Nobel Peace.
Then
Prize.
He got corrected and then mispronounced Pulitzer. It's the Pulitzer Prize. The Pulitzer Prize.
Did the McKeesport paper you worked at ever win any? Pulitzer's or Peace Prize or anything?
With you and Yoey working there, it didn't win?
Yeah, you know what? We were near the end of it. Speaking of that, it's been almost 10 years, a little bit past 10 years that they closed their doors for good.
Was it the Mon Valley? No.
No, it was the Daily News closed 10 years
okay.
ago. Maybe we left 6 months before that because they knew they were folding. So they brought us to the Tribune Review at that time. But at that time, we pretty much knew it was over, so we would slide things into the newspaper that probably shouldn't have went in there.
What?
Playing like
you know, the old
pranks.
Agate page, we put like Chris Mueller was signed to a 2-year deal for nobody would really
no,
know.
No, but seriously,
you know?
Give us something that you did like that. Well, during that time.
Well, I don't know if I'm. I guess I could say if it. If
statute of limitations has run out on this. Mark.
No, I'm not talking about that. Clear. I'm just trying to think of if it's a headline. I guess I could say it. Right?
Yeah.
Well, it was a one time that Elizabeth Ford played Thomas Jefferson in football, and TJ whipped him. EF coach was really, really upset, and he referred. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not.
Is it an F word?
No, it's
is
a
it like is it like a very strong derogatory term. All right, hold on, Pony, up. Vamp for a second.
You could say that.
Yeah, I think you could get away
with
that.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
Well, the coach said of EF saying he was getting tired of the TJ coach and all of his butt buddy coaches, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
So we put a headline about 200 font across the top butt buddies.
And that would not have happened if the paper was not on hard times.
Any new, any legitimate paper just, we wouldn't
just,
have.
Just butt buddies.
That's all we did. Any legit paper, like, what are you doing? But we didn't care.
Mark, Dylan Cook has been a nice,
well, there's a nice
transition for the Steelers. But now he's going to face Danielle Hunter for a lot of this game. How do you feel about Hunter versus Cook? And then how do you feel about Fautanu versus Anderson?
I think Dylan Cook's going to need lots of help. Hunter, I think, is better than Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stop. If you're going to choose one, I'm choosing to help out with Cook more than I'm.
So how do they help? Do they chip like they did with Gainwell a lot versus Garrett? Do they put a tight end over there who's blocking?
A little bit of both. Probably a lot of tight end wise.
So who would be the blocker there? You think Pat's going to block? Jonnu gets used as a running back now,
Pat
so you can't put him there.
Pat tends to be a chipper at time, but you might be able to get away with it this week because you don't need him as much. Air quotes.
How about some Connor Hayward
game?
Chips? How about some just chipping away with? Throwing him out
that,
there
that's
randomly.
That's the whole problem. The guys who need the chip are arguably your two of your best three receivers. Too.
Correct. And they're definitely the most targeted. I think like Gainwell leads the entire NFL, not just running
backs. Rightfully so.
On targets per route run. When he gets when he's in a passing route, Pony, I think they throw him the ball like 28% of the time.
That has to slow down a rush.
Whoa.
Oh, it's been that way all year, though.
Imagine if you're a...
But they're not like screen targets necessarily where you're sucking them in with like, ha, 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 you think you're going to get us, and then hitting them with huge plays. Rodgers is throwing little like dump-offs in the flat to him and hoping he can get 6 yards.
Yeah, which makes up the second and fours and third manageables, right?
Mark, are you going to count on that against a team that is as sure tackling as the Texans?
I'm not stopping that.
Al Shaair is going to have a field day in the middle of that defense.
Unless he crashes out, right?
How about committing to the run a little bit more? They didn't do that at the start of the game against the Baltimore. Fans were getting frustrated by it. I was. It felt like, and it has for the last month, like the run game is working, but they just don't do it enough. Same thing with the Browns game.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see much of a change.
Because Aaron doesn't want it to change.
I mean, we have 17 weeks of film that tells you what they like and what they don't do, and they're not going to run the ball 35 times.
Isn't this a time where a really good team, though, self-scouts, knows their own tendencies, and tries to get a little edge by playing a little against tendency at times?
I think where they're at right now is Aaron Rodgers brought us to the dance. Aaron Rodgers is either, you know, going to go home with the pretty girl or get dumped. What I'm saying is I think they're putting it all in his hands.
Did you ever take a run at the pretty girl?
No, I told you that before. I didn't go to the prom.
Drinking beer.
No, I was working at Little Caesars at the time.
I still love that story.
I was. I can afford a freaking tux back then.
You rented a Mark. It was not.
Exactly.
You didn't have to buy it.
Exactly.
Okay.
He didn't like it as an investment.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Harry Callis is back. It's the playoffs, man. Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, Steel Curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The Steelers want to forget what gave us a chuckle.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
But he's right. They just have to score the most points. There's no more room to disappoint. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, Steel Curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Pomp thinks the Steelers are really in sync.
This game is going to not be as close as people think.
This is a different team. Can't you feel it? Perhaps the AFC? The Steelers will steal it. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, Steel Curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Stefanski's gone. John's gone. Tomlin's not. So there's a chance for a new age to dawn where the Steelers are a playoff threat again. No more pretend. Don't bend. Let's make it to the end. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, Steel Curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The efforts of Aaron Rodgers is always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, a unique thirst for significant moments, and I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. I'm so thankful for that.
I gave it a solid B. I like that Robin West Mifflin was featured prominently in that rep.
He almost is, he's starting to go now. I think he's evolved, Callis has.
Really? That sounds like the same
no,
beat
hold
to
on.
Me.
Hold on. No, no, no. You didn't
Mark
let me Cabali finish.
In studio
let me finish. You waited until I had
gallery.
To briefly like take a breath. I think at the start, he tried to be more of, I'm going to rap. And then he's realized that maybe he's stronger if he drops in a little bit and he's producing something more.
So he's like Timbaland, remember him?
Yeah, he's like sampling. Yeah, he'd occasionally do
Khaled.
Like a bit on his actual, yeah, although, man, DJ Khaled, what is his...
yeah.
His bit, he just like says the same thing in every song, does he not?
Well, isn't that what Mark is accusing Callis of doing here?
No, you're saying he's playing the same beat.
He's found a hook and he's going to keep doing it.
He
over
does
and
go
over
very
again.
Bass heavy. I kind of like this one though. I give it a B plus actually.
Mark, you want to grade it?
Yeah, I think he put a lot of effort into it. I tell you that.
It had a little 80s vibe.
Yeah.
There was an 80s new wave vibe there.
I think he does tend to rely on some of the things he's done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, he thinks it works.
Is DJ Khaled the one who goes, we the best music or whatever?
I don't know. I think.
I like the one,
yes.
I like DJ
Thank
Clue,
you,
where
Jack.
He would just scream DJ Clue on every song he was on at the beginning and kind of semi-ruin it.
Donnie, what do you think of this one? You want to give it a grade? Is Khaled stepping
B-plus.
His game up? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a B+.
I mean, certainly better than anything I could ever do.
Is wow. Roger Wood shaking in his boots that this is going to take over as like a new anthem?
Yeah, it's very similar because Roger Wood only changes four words a year and has lived off it for 30 years now.
He's lived off
he's
it.
Lived off it, Mark. I don't know how
Roger Wood
paid.
Is cashing royalties.
He's just raking
checks.
It in.
It's a labor of love, I think.
Yes, once
Say, man, they really got to make the playoffs this year.
Once a year, we talk about
yeah,
Roger Wood.
It's going to be a
league. Well, he only changes a couple words.
Hey, Donnie
right?
brought up a good
couple
point.
Names.
Why don't the Steelers roll out the red carpet for Roger Wood the way that they have the polka guy? They don't have Roger Wood come and perform at games.
Pittsburgh's always been a polka
town. It's like
town.
They keep Wood at arm's length, even though he puts out this playoff anthem every year.
Oh, you don't hear it at the stadium.
No,
you know that, but
exactly.
You do hear the polka. Maybe,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's got to be some beef there, I think. There's hidden
beef. It might be money.
What, Roger Wood's like, you got to pay me $25,000 every time you want to use this song?
Mean, maybe it's produced by the Steelers, the polka. Was that originally
That was a guy who did that on his own.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
If you had to pick one song goes away forever, you never hear it again, and one song stays, polka or Here We Go?
Polka stays, Here We Go goes. Sorry, Roger. I know polka guy's probably dead, and Roger might be listening, but.
I'm pretty animated with I thought somebody was talking.
No, what? You're pretty
I'm pretty animate with Renegade. I don't care if it doesn't work or not. It's a Pittsburgh tradition and staple. And anybody
it ain't working,
it should,
though.
I don't care if it works. It doesn't matter. It is now the new age terrible towel. It's Pittsburgh.
It's Renegade.
Yes. It doesn't matter if it works or not. Does the terrible towel work every single time?
That
kind of
fits, though, because when they were waving terrible towels, they were winning Super Bowls. Now that they play Renegade, they never win anything.
But, Mark.
Renegade, Pittsburgh, Steelers. That's the next word.
I understand what you're doing. I understand what you're saying, but the argument against what you're saying is they try to use it in a game like it's a weapon.
And then
they
usually yields like a 13 to 15 yard game.
To use it to help themselves, and lately in big games, it has not helped.
Didn't somebody do a literal study of the first play for an opponent after Renegade was played, and for a little run, it was like an average gain was 30 yards.
Yeah,
Josh Allen back in like 2019 said
Wait,
we could.
Seriously, somebody did this?
Somebody did a study and said basically
the definition
like
of I have way too much time on my hands. I'm
guessing he doesn't go out much with women. Who does that?
I don't know. He sits at Little Caesars and does it.
It was actually Alex Kozora who came up with this, Mark.
No, seriously. Like, I remember Josh Allen before he became like this Josh Allen in 2019 when they came in.
The one who couldn't throw?
Yes. Okay. They had like a 35-yard gain literally right after Renegade, and they all gleefully like talked about how they couldn't wait. Like, they had a special play cooked up for post-Renegade. Like, they strategized against Renegade.
Yeah, which is strange.
Well, it worked.
I don't care if it works. I told you what I'm saying is. It's black and gold. It's here we go. It's Pittsburgh polka.
Like
it's Renegade.
Right now, you're just like, you know, guys,
it's
just
Mark,
black
can,
and gold.
You can like it, which I do, and it's a cool
moment.
Doesn't
matter
at the
if
stadium.
It works.
Okay, but I can say that it doesn't work.
It's going to become a less cool moment if it stops working at all. People are going to go, oh, Renegade, great. Here they come. They're going to give up an immediate touchdown.
The terrible towel's been in existence for 50 years, and they have only won 6 titles, so how much are they failing?
I know, but I feel like the terrible towel, when other teams desecrate it and try to do bad things to it, it does help.
Did the Baltimore mayor really do that?
Yeah, he wiped his butt with it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's not soft either. That would hurt your butt, probably.
Let's go over the coaches here.
We'd be able to grab.
You putting any stock into this whole thing where Tomlin might leave for TV after the season?
No.
No.
Oh, absolutely not. First of all, and I've said this about 100 times already,
well,
I think he would suck at TV. I think he would stink at TV. I don't think he would be any good at all. I don't think he would want to be critical of anybody. I don't think anything. I don't think he would be interested in it. He'd be bored right away. That's my theory.
Okay.
So now 25 million bucks for a worker once a week might change that. But I don't think he'd be any good at it.
All right. How about Terrell Austin? If the Steelers lose, is he done after this year?
It might not even take that. And I like Terrell Austin. Nice
you do?
Guy.
Why?
Yeah, nice guy.
Oh, okay. You like him as a person.
Is that just strictly to clear the decks now for Raheem Morris?
It's tough, isn't he? He one of the few people that are probably going to get a head coaching job. It's not like it's a great crop of coaches out there to be hired. So
yeah, I think
wouldn't he be recycled?
I think there's several in-demand former head coaches who are going to be above him in the pecking order.
Mike McCarthy's, isn't he destined for Tennessee?
McDaniel,
or what?
Sala, Harbaugh, Stefanski, who else, Pony? There's one more I'm thinking
Mike
of.
Mike McCarthy.
No, there's
you
somebody
don't hear
else.
His name come up as much
He's
as
going,
I thought.
You watch, he's going to Tennessee.
Well, you would have inside.
I don't have inside
no,
nothing.
Do.
But
so
Artie
Smith
do.
Not getting that job?
No, Artie Smith.
Boy, he sounded as uncomfortable as I could possibly imagine yesterday
and
talking about
that's
it.
That's why if you're sitting down with owners and GMs and trying to interview him and he's not the best at those situations?
You think?
I'm guessing that would have a say-so in it.
Yeah, how about Arthur Smith and Mike McDaniel just start a podcast this offseason?
I think, but the thing is, you talk to Arthur outside of that setting.
Yeah, they can. They don't have to make it about football. He can talk about like old naval battles, and you know, McDaniel can talk about whatever.
No, but
like,
he has
club
liked
music
doing that this year.
Not even that. It's just I think he's worried about saying the wrong thing in that.
Which Matt Canada was the same way. Remember how awkward some of those.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, I'm hoping
coaches.
I'm hoping if they win this game that Arthur Smith makes a comparison about like going to Denver and calls it something about like the 7 years war or whatever. Because that's basically what he's done. So guys, you remember that movie U571?
All right, anyway. Mark, I know you're picking the Texans, but let's say the Steelers do pull the upset. Who do you think will be the biggest reason why?
Rogue Rogers.
What is that? Is that Crowley?
Rogue Rogers. I guess it's that he's gone rogue on
Has
the play
he?
Calls.
The one time, the Kenny Gainwell thing, I think that's where it started maybe. In Detroit maybe. Maybe.
Kenny, run a deep route.
Yeah.
Gotcha. He makes the doing play, what he makes the literal play of the year for
I wouldn't
the Steelers.
Be shocked if you found out. We probably wouldn't find out that he does a lot of things on his own.
Well, he couldn't call plays on his own when there was no helmet communication. He looked like he was ready to strangle Arthur Smith.
You find that kind of strange.
Yes.
Well, he said there was some communication. He said the personnel in the game didn't allow him to get to many plays.
No, I'm talking about when the headphone went out.
Yes, but I'm saying he claims he didn't call plays on his own because there are not a lot of plays for the jumbo package. Is what he said. That's why he could not do it on his own. He needed to get people out of the game or whatever. I don't know.
Why they win?
Yes. You going with Rodgers then?
No, it's going to be because of... You know what? I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to say the big men, the Dylan Cooks and Troy Fatano, is going to neutralize if they win.
Yeah,
but you don't think they will.
No, he thinks they're going to get killed.
I think they'll help. I don't think they're going to get killed.
No, I'm not saying by final score. I'm saying those offensive tackles are going to get
killed. No, I don't. I mean, Fatanu, I think, is legit. I mean, he might not be a pro bowler, but he's probably going to be a pro bowler in a year or two. You let him have Will Anderson or whoever's on that side, if they flip him around, and you help out Dylan Cook, and you might have something there.
If the Steelers lose, is Aaron Rodgers back next year?
There's a couple things would have to happen. The head coach would have to be back. The offensive coordinator would have to be back. You minus one of those, he ain't coming back.
But you think the head coach and the offensive coordinator are going to be back?
Yeah. So you have a good chance, I think.
Should they want him back if they lose?
I mean, who are you getting in a draft?
Who cares? Turn the page and finally like start trying to build it that
way. You can turn the page while having him part of the process.
I agree with Mark on that. Who is then the biggest name Steeler other than Rodgers? Who you think there's a decent chance if they lose, he plays his last game as a Steeler?
Oh man, you want a big
Cam?
One?
Yes, I want a big one.
I would. Cam doesn't have any guaranteed money. I don't believe next year.
So we'd settle in for another bitter contract dispute.
And who? I mean, who ended up being right on that one? Him.
But he didn't get his incentives.
No, he didn't get nothing. Well, no, he didn't get nothing. He didn't get nothing.
I said the Steelers should still give
it to
him.
He got the snaps, right? I thought he got 71% of the snaps, which means he got an extra $900,000 for next year.
Oh, right? I didn't see that. I thought it was strictly based on playoff wins and his sack total, and he didn't get either of those.
I think there's more guaranteed money next year. Less than a million, maybe.
Yeah, but that's for next year. That's not money that he earned from his bonus for this season.
No. Only one that I know that had got the incentive was
Rodgers. $500K.
They don't do it, I mean, obviously for good reason.
All right, so you're saying Hayward?
That's a big one, but, you know, I think Jonnu Smith might be one.
He's still not – doesn't. That's not a big name, but it's a big contract.
Well,
he's
a big contract. He's probably top 10, right?
I saw that one of the cap sites said Queen. No.
Who are you going to replace? No.
No?
I wouldn't think so. Who else did they say? They said somebody else weird.
That was the only one I saw on that.
I thought it was Queen and –
All right, Mark. Well, enjoy the game Monday night, and if they win, enjoy Denver. And you'll have Donnie.
Wait. How about Buffalo? Wait.
No, I guess there's definitely a scenario where they play another game.
The only team they couldn't possibly play is the Chargers in the next round.
Yeah,
everybody else is still available. New England or Pittsburgh. I mean, New England or Denver, right?
Or it could be New England.
No, it could
Denver,
be New England, Denver, Jacksonville, Buffalo.
It could be Buffalo?
Everybody, yes. Yes, everybody but the Chargers.
If the Chargers and Bills both win, the Chargers would go to Denver and the Bills would come
watch
here.
Watch the Chargers
lose. I think the Chargers are going to get smoked.
No, not watch the Chargers. I think Jacksonville lose. I think the Bears lose too, but that's on the other
side. Yeah, all those defensive players Green Bay has.
Mark saying, look for the teams that are underdogs to lose.
No, Bears are
an underdog.
No, I said, watch for the Bears to lose. Are they underdogs?
Yeah, they're an underdog against the Packers.
Why would they be an underdog?
Because people like you think the Packers are better.
They shouldn't be.
They are.
They're not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.